resting on the ornate doorframe of May's small art gallery, Jude watched her with the piercing intensity of a predator. Time for new tactics. She hadn't reacted to compliments and innuendos, so he'd spell things out for her instead. After tonight, May would have no delusions about what he wanted with her. As she bustled across the floor, bouncing in all the right places, he visually tracked her, soaking in every jaunty step, each carefree movement. She hadn't yet noticed him, but she would, soon. Anticipation curved his mouth. No matter the location, no matter the occasion, May always became aware of him within seconds of his entrance. She could deny it all she wanted, but the awareness went both ways. Fighting it would do her no good. Jude played to win. Always had. If May knew anything at all about his history, she knew that much. And for right now, he intended to win her. It didn't matter that her denial made sense. It didn't matter that, despite the attraction, she probably feared him, with good reason. He wouldn't let it matter. Hell, he wouldn't even think about it. Ignoring the curious gawking of everyone else in the main room of the art gallery, Jude wove his way toward May. She had her profile to him and, as usual, her suit jacket showed wrinkles from an uncomplimentary fit, likely caused by her impressive rack. The seat of her knee-length skirt hugged her generous ass, and somehow she'd snagged the back left leg of her nylons. Like the finest fetish garb, her rumpled wardrobe made her that much more enticing. He couldn't help but think about the voluptuous body she tried so hard to hide. Because most women flaunted their assets, her modesty amused him. Well used to bold seductions, her attempts to be demure dared him. Everything about her made his imagination go wild. What type of panties did she wear under that asexual clothing? Cotton or something slinky and slippery and barely there? Soon enough, he'd discover the answers for himself. He was still studying her ass when she finally sensed his approach. Her animated conversation fell flat, and she whirled around to face him, almost dislodging her wire-framed glasses. He liked the front view as much as the back. Slowly, he brought his attention away from the notch at the top of her thighs, to her belly, her breasts, and up to her flushed face. Their gazes locked. And Jude smiled. Regardless of the crowd around her, he didn't bother to hide his intent. He wanted her, and she could damn well deal with it. A look of delight flashed over her face before she transformed it into a polite welcome. Without even realizing it, she dismissed the women clustered around her and took a step toward him. He loved her candid response, the way she always greeted him with pleasure. But with so many people crowded inside the gallery to view the display of artwork by local talent, she could barely move without bumping into someone. Lacking her manners, but with twice her determination, Jude pushed forward until he stood near enough to breathe in the combined scents of lemon shampoo and powdery lotion. "Hello, May."
"Jude."
Eyes big and bright, she beamed at him.
"How are you? I was afraid you wouldn't make it tonight. You're usually waiting when I open the doors. When you weren't, I just assumed the rain had kept you away."
Only with him did she chatter. His presence threw her off balance, but for Jude, the lack of coy pretension was cute. Hell, everything about her was cute, and sexy, and real.
"That lightning's so fierce," she said. "I was afraid the electricity would go out and I'd have to cancel. You know how Stillbrook is. It doesn't take much to shut us down. But so far, so good."
She held up crossed fingers. "With any luck, the rain will blow over soon. But I don't think I could have fit anyone else in here anyway. This is the biggest crowd yet." He resisted the urge to press a shushing finger to her lips. If he touched her, he wouldn't want to stop touching her. "Storms don't bother me." He stared at her mouth. "If anything, they turn me on." She blinked at him in what looked like